Okay. Oops. Okay, good morning. We are at Tavkuf Samechet, Halacha Beis. Hanoder Latsum Asara Yamin Be'ezi Yom Shiyirtze. So a person makes a neder, he's going to fast for 10 days. Ve'yamit ana b'yom echad mehem, and he was fasting. Ve'hutzra chadavar mitzvah, and he had to do a mitzvah. O mipnei kavod adam gadol. And he needed to eat for a davar mitzvah or for somebody important, such as bris milah, siyum masechet, pidyon habein, things like that. So then what happens? Or he doesn't feel good. Hareze love ufareya yom acher. So then he can, right? He just made you made a neder originally for 10 days, whatever you want, and now you make your Kabbalah to do it. So now you can just switch your days. Eat now when you need to, and then you'll make it up another day. Sheharei lo kava hayamim mitchilat haneder. Because when you make your neder, you didn't specify which days. You just said stam, right? We discussed this already. You just made a stam neder, and now you did a Kabbalah later to choose which day it's going to be. So from a Kabbalah, you can switch. But about im lo kibra alav kodem, no. Let me just, right, but if you did make a neder for a specific day, so then you have to keep it, unless you're really sick, or you have to keep it. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah says you still need to fast a little bit, more than what you're used to, even if you're going to eat. I don't know, just according to the Mishnah Berurah. And he even says, so you can even, if someone really needs, for a friend or a family member, they're making a suda, and even if it's not a davar mitzvah, and they really want you to eat there, mipnei darchei shalom, also you're allowed to. Okay, fine. All right, okay. And in this case, you don't have to make hadaras nedarim, right? Because you're just changing a Kabbalah, you're not changing the neder for that day. Aval im lo kibel alav kodem lachein lihitanos yom echad. Ela b'mincha kibel alav lihitanos lamachar. But if you never made a previous neder, if the case is, this is what he's saying, if the case is at the mincha right before, during davening, you made a Kabbalah and a neder at the same time, right? You're not making a Kabbalah for a previous neder, your Kabbalah is the neder at the same time. So then, you made a neder for that day, and you have to keep. Haga, v'kol shekin yom ze mamish kegon shamar b'chilas nidro et ane yom ploni o et ane sheni v'chamishi kol hashana o chadom aleze. So too, if you make a belasho neder for a particular day, or every Monday and Thursday for the entire year, so then you have to keep your neder. Okay. V'chein, and so too, imaya ta'anit chalom eina yachol voso. Also, if it's a ta'anit chalom, that also is very powerful, you can't switch it to another day. Mishnah Berurah adds also a yortzeit. It's tied to a specific day, so you can't just switch it. Okay. Haga, b'kol shekein she'eni yachol levot v'lifrua ta'ani tzibur, certainly a tiny tzibur, you can't just decide on your own to switch. Miu, ta'ani she'eni v'chamishi v'she'eni she'nohagim l'itanod achar pesa v'sukas. But not b'lashon neder, just the minag is, you guys, this kila, you decided to keep she'eni v'chamishi as a minhag. Oh, afilu ba'aseres yamei tshuva, during the days of aseres yamei tshuva. Ve'era behem brismila, you have a brismila. So then mitzvah lechol, no, it's a mitzvah to eat. Ve'ein sari chatara, and you don't have to do a taras nadarim. This is basically a review of what we just said. Ki lo nagu lit'anos b'chai gavna. Because you would never, the community, you never accepted as a minad to fast on these days and miss out on the meal or the sudas mitzvah.
Is this a neder as well?
No, so if you made belasha neder, you have to keep it. But if it's just the tzibur goes there, or you decided to accept it upon yourself through a minhag, or you said, I'm going to fast. But if you do it balashon neder, you have to keep exactly as you say. And that's a neder deraisa. Aval, im sholchino leveso eino lechol. Now, the only time you can eat if you go to a Seudas Mitzvah is if you eat at the Seudas Mitzvah. You can't just pop in, grab some food, and go eat at home. That's not good enough. Okay. And it's machlokas if a pidyon bein is in its proper time or not. If that's enough of a Seudas Mitzvah, so I'll just leave that as a tzarachim. Okay. And now, if you're just invited to someone's Seudas Mitzvah, you can only eat once the Seudas Mitzvah begins. If you're one of the, let's say it's a bris, so the parents, the mohel, and the sandik, so he can eat all day, because that's for the whole day, it's a Yom Tov for them. Okay, fine, let's go on.
So it's a mechanism similar to
Tainus Bechoros? Tainus Bechoros. I think so.
If you're a Bechor, you have to fast for a
right.
Second.
Actually, you're at the Suda. Yeah, yeah, same thing. Exactly, same thing. Perfect.
It knocks it off.
Yes. Okay, in Kibra Alava, now, if you accept a Tainus at Mincha time, Tzarech liyidano, so then you have to fast. Yesh omrim, she'im mitzta'er harbe b'tanisa yachol yibdota b'mamon. Now, anytime you make yourself a tainus that you need to fast for, so some say you can always be pode it with giving money. V'hu adin b'ones acher, or some kind of other onus, because When a person gives from his money, it also hurts his kilo. It also is makri from his chaylev and from his dam, and he gives it to the anim. So some say that also, and that sa'ar has. It's a fair trade-off. Okay, v'nira dafka b'kiba alav tanid ba'alma. So the Rama says that's if you just accept upon yourself a fast, then you can just give money, and you're good to go. But if you make a neder deraisa, you specify a neder, you're going to fast on a particular day, you can't just say, you know what, I'm going to pay some money and get out of it. Okay. Dalet. No, gimel. Mi shenadar lihitanos kach ta'anios. If a person says, I'm going to make a neder, I'm going to fast for a number of days. But you don't specify which day, even though if you're in the summertime, yachol itchotam ad yemei achorev. You got to push it off into winter. Why? Because the days are shorter, and it'll be easier for you. But that's okay, because you didn't specify long days and short days. A day is a day. V'yachol ilvot yom aruch l'shalim yom katzar, decho echad mikre yom. And you can switch from one day to another, from a short day to a long day, or vice versa, and because a day is a day. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah just points out to Magen Avraham is that it should only be done if it's an onus, because it's not good to, it's not proper to push off a neder. Right? It's always the proper thing is when you have a chance to do something good or a mitzvah to take care of it as soon as possible. But as far as the halachas of nedarim are concerned, mi'ikar din, it works. Okay. That no one argues.
As long as you don't go past
Rishon Shlagom. So could be. When we get to Halachas Nedarim, we'll see about how Baal Tachar. I'm not sure. Dalet Yesh Misha Omer Sheshnei Yamim Ushnei Leilos Retzufim Yesh Lashvotim Larbaim Taniyo Sheinam Retzufim. So some say that 2 days in a row and two nights in a row. So then that counts as 40 days that are, you know, if it would be a normal 40 random days, you do 2 days in a row, including the nights, so then that counts.
It's more dangerous.
Could no. be, I don't know. It was no, done, I'm not sure.
No, yeah, there are people that have
gone. Okay, Mishnah Berurah just says it's good to do an extra 2 hours before. And if you get an extra 2 hours, then it's the gematria of 74. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Okay. But you don't have to. Okay. Haga.
2 days and 2 nights is 48 hours. How do you get the 74?
Yeah, because
if... 3 days plus 2 hours is 74.
We'll see
in
the night.
No, I'm not sure. You have to think about that. Saying, I think he says 1 hour before and one after hour afterwards.
Counts.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Haga. V'yesh omrim de'v'adam chalash sagilo b'shnei yamim retzufim. So if you're weak, 2 days, some say 2 days is enough.
Without the night, it's with the night.
With the night. To count as 40, you need the night. Aval adam bari shlosh yamim. But if it's a healthy person, no, then you need the 3 days. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about. Thank you. That was the 74th from 72. Venerally, the kol zelo mairi ela b'mish mitchayev latzum arba'im yam she'enom retzufim mikolach tshuva kedei leitzdar. So the Ramah explains, hold on, you have to understand the statement that the Shulchan Aruch quotes correctly. That's only if you're accepting upon yourself 40 days because you want to do tshuva. Not if it's a lashon of neder. V'az mashvinan haitzar lahaitzar. Then you can do one tsar for another tsar. That's when it talks about person, you know, says a statement he wants to keep or he wants to accomplish keeping 40 days. Right? Or if you want to make certain tikkunim for tshuva, and the tikkun is 40 days, so that's when it works. However, but if a person made a neder deraisa 40 days, so 40 days is 40 days, and tsarich lakayim mashinadar, you have to keep exactly as you said. It's the same thing as the halacha, you can't just make up one day for another. And so when it comes to a neder, even when you say you could do that, you can't do that when it comes to a neder, including here. Kol shekein arba'im yom shelifnei yom kippurim shemitane lezecher alias Moshe Bahar. And certainly, if it does it, a person does a neder to keep 40 days beforehand. So just like Moshe kept the full real 40 days, so too you have to keep the real 40 days. Moshe also kept nights. And anyways, Shemi shekiblam alav she'en lahem tashlumim b'shnayim o shlosha yamim retzufim. Okay. So therefore, you can't just make it up. You can't switch the days in different fashion. Okay. And he says you should actually, Mishnah Berurah says you should really, if you're going to make a nether for 40 days, and usually I don't know how many people do this, if you're going to keep a net, make a nether for 40 days, you want to start already from Tu Be'av, because you're not going to be missing a lot of days. You're not going to want to fast on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, etc. So you need actually extra than 40 to start. Okay, hey. Hamisane tanit chalom b'yom tov v'b'chol shel moed o b'rosh chodesh o b'chanukah b'purim o b'erev yom ha-kippurim. So all these days are not days to be fasting, right? If a person makes a tanit chalom for on a yom tov, chalom moed, rosh chodesh, chanukah purim, or the day before Yom Kippur, so then you eat. Tzarich lemeit, well, sorry, take it back. Tzarich lemeitav tanit le-tanitei kedin hamitane tanit chalom b'shabbos. So if you make a tanit chalom, or an absolute nether, then you have to keep it. Even if it's on one of these days, you do have to fast, just like if you make a tainus chalom on Shabbos, you have to. But, you have a little kanas here, not only do you have to fast on that day for the tainit chalom, now you have to fast an extra day later on, maybe during the week, whatever, for the fact that you fasted on one of these days that you're not supposed to be fasting. Vav. Ein tanis tibra b'bavel aser b'mlacha l'afsig b'mad yom ela tish'a b'av bilvad. For a tanis tibur, there's no iser to do work and to stop from mimba od yom except tish'a b'av. Tish'a b'av is the only public fast, and we know Yom Kippur, but tanis tibur from Chazal is the only time that you have to start from the night before, from Shkia, is Tisha B'Av. Hilkach, yachid shekibel alav tanit, if an individual accepts upon himself a tainus, lo chayshinan shema tanit tzibur kibel alav umutar bechulam. So basically, he's allowed to keep. He does also. He just starts in the morning, and he doesn't start from, and everything else is mutter. And okay, and all the other things are mutter that we keep on Tisha B'Av. Umikol makom lechatchila tov lomar bishat kabbalas tainis harini b'tainet yachid lefanecha machar. But the best thing to do is to specify that it's a tainis yachid and not a tainis tzibur, because there is one tainis tzibur that starts the night before. It's best just to specify that you're doing a proper tainis yachid and you're starting tomorrow, which is in the morning. And umaisa, this applies to everybody. It doesn't matter where we live in the world, it's the same halacha. Zayin. Kishe era yom shemes aviv o imo ba'adar. Okay, so now a person has a parent who passes away in Adar. And it was a Adar, that's Shana Pshuta, was not a leap year. And so there was only one Adar when they passed away. Now, V'ashana me'uberet. And now the next year is a leap year. So you're going to have another Aleph and another Beis, just like this year. So what happens? Yit'ane ba'adar sheni. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, which Adar do you fast? The second Adar. Haga, the Rama writes, no, v'yesh amrim di yit'ane berishon. Some say you should fast on the first Adar. Im lo shemet bishnat ha'ibor ba'adar sheni. Unless they passed away in a leap year and they passed away in Adar Sheni, so then every year afterwards, it's always going to be, whenever it's a leap year, it's always going to be Adar Sheni. And that's the minag. So the minag by Ashkenazim is they fast for sure on the first Adar. And then he says, no, and some. In Europe, they had the minhag also to fast on both Adars. So generally the psak that's given for Ashkenazim, well, it depends. It really depends who you ask. But often you'll get the answer, you should fast on the first one, and it's better if you can also fast on the second one. That's the opinion of the Rama and the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's also the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Bura, if you accept it as a minhag. But if you accept it as a neder, then they hold you have to keep midin both. Now let me just take a step back, and then we'll come back. In general, for other Aleph and other Beis. So in general, what is the real Adar, another stump? So basically, you have nafkaminas for Tainis, Purim, Shtaros, Kitten, contracts, Bar Mitzvah, Nedarim, Yurtzeit, and Birkas HaChodesh. Those are basically where it comes up. So I just want to point out, so let's just do a real quick sikum of the sources. So the Gemara discusses it really a bekitzer, it's a machlokas in the Gemara by in Nedarim, Samech Gimel. There it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rimeir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Adar, always means Adar Aleph. Rabbi Meir says it's always Beis. So the Rosh and the Ran paskin that it's always Aleph, like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam paskins it's always Beis, if you knew about it, if when he wrote the contract, he knew that there was a leap year. So then the Rambam says it's always Adar Beis, like Rabbi Meir. So how do we paskin? So, depends. In Choshen Mishpat, when it talks about Shtaros, if you write an Adar, just stam. So there, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramas and the Aruch HaShulchan say the halacha is clearly just Adar Aleph. The real Adar for Shtaros is Adar Aleph. Like if you have two contracts and there's a lien on a property or on somebody and a person can only pay one of them, who do you pay? You go by whichever Shtar came first. So if one is an Adar Stam and one is Adar Beis, so then they would say you pay only the person in Adar Aleph, unless there's sufficient funds for both, or the other stam, because other stam is Aleph. That's the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Then by your idea, when it comes into Nedarim, so if a person makes a Nedar and says the beginning of Adar, Rosh Chodesh, so everyone says that's Adar Aleph, and if a person says the end of Adar, everyone says that means the end of Adar Beis. Because there it's a little bit of both. because it has the expression of before and after and the concept of Lashon B'nei Adam, etc. So that's how they paskin by Nedarim. Eben Ezra by Gittin. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain, but the Ramah says it's Adar Aleph, and you can have a get pasul. If you write a get muktam, if it happened in Beis and you wrote just Adar, it's a get pasul lagamri midaraisa. But if you did it the other way around, it'd be kosher. That's the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't give his opinion, but anyway, they all say Lamaisa, you should always, whenever you write a shtar, you should always specify if it's other Aleph or other Beis. Okay. Now, the Shach, the Bach, really more of an order, the Bach, the Shach, and the Gra, they all hold that both of them are Mar'ikar Adin, different than the Ramah. So they would say you always have to hold of both. You always have to fast on both. For Nedarim, you always have to be Choshesh for both. They would Pasul Gittin, at least lechatchila, if it would be a get mu'uchar, even that's the Rabbanan, or a get muktam, they'll go both ways, lechumra. Either because it's a suffix, depends how they understand. Could be. If it's the wrong other, because now it's a get. That's also a machlokas. Because it could be a sveik sveika. Yeah. So it depends. Perhaps. Okay. Perhaps according to them, it's lechatchila, it's pasul, or even bediyavid. Not 100% sure. But it's a definite problem. I think the Shach says he would pasul it. But anyways, or the Bach. And everyone has their own little nuance. So then you have to be Mayan. So that's for Gittin. Okay. So how does it come out for Yartzeitz again? So according to the Ramah and the Aruch HaShulchan, you only have to fast on the first one. According to the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah, it depends if you make a neder or a Kabbalah, just mitzad minhag, or just a Kabbalah without the lashon of a neder. And the Shach and the Gra would say you have to fast on both. And Sfardim would always just do the both, the second one. Sfardim only hold of the base. And just to help understand, now the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't really explain their opinions, how it flows on every different sugya. The Gemara doesn't discuss all the sugyas. And so just to explain, real bekitzer, so everything makes sense and flows from one to another. Again, some Achronim seem to say it just seems to be a stira with certain issues. But basically, keep in a few things. The Gemara does say, Shtaros and Nedarim are Taloi Zebaze. Okay? And Shtaros, Gittin, and Nedarim. And one good mahalach is that both others, Aleph and Beis, are both Adar. And right, and that's why we see that sometimes what's Aser Behesped with one is also Aser with the other one. So they both have an element of being Adar. Just the machlokas is which is the ikar adar. If you put a date on it, which one is really the main one? But they both have an essence of the day. And a lot of it depends on what's belashon b'nei adam, by nadarim and shtaros. So therefore, often when it comes to a shtar or a neder, it depends on the actual day that you list. But when it comes to being a bar mitzvah, right, or a birthday, everyone holds, it happens to be a machloket rishonim, but lamaisa, everyone holds that to be bar mitzvah, 100, everyone holds, it only goes by the second adar. That's not a machlokas. Some say lechumra, a bar mitzvah boy should wear his tefillin starting from the first adar, especially if the shach and the gra shita, and the bach. So that's based on them. But mi'ikar din, they don't have to, but that's better. And the difference is, because when it's dates, it goes by the Iker Adar. But when it comes to a bar mitzvah, it goes by years. You need to be 13 years, and both Adars are Adar. So therefore, you need to be alive for the 13th year has to be completely completed. Not mostly, it doesn't go by the Iker, it's not Ruba Kakulo. So that explains that one. For Yartzeit, it either goes by a full 12, you need the full year to go by, That'd be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah is either you go by the Iker Adar Aleph, or because it just goes, really, we look for a Yud Beis Chodesh. We're not looking for a full year. We're looking for a Yud Beis Chodesh. That explains that one. And Purim, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Obviously, we paskin it goes in the second one because we want to be somach geula to geula of Nisan. Another opinion says, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. You want to do the mitzvah right away. But again, that has nothing to do with which is the Ikar Aleph. It's where did Chazal want to put Purim into. It doesn't matter which would be the Ikar Adar. Okay, should we stop or finish? Stop? All right.